At that very moment, the chief of the Campbells was speaking to the assembled chiefs.
"And I say this is a blood feud that can only be settled in war."
There was a savage roar of agreement. Lochaber axes were flashing in the light of the leaping flames. The slither of swords coming from their sheaths was a deadly, martial declaration. Johnny stepped up on the stone rostrum. He held up his hand for quiet. They gave him a silence electric with tension and punctuated by the crackling flame of the bonfire.
"We want no war."
It was the wrong thing to say. A clamor of disagreement rolled at him.
"By the very blood on his clothes,"
shouted the chief of the Argyles,
"this cries out for war."
"The murderer of the boy is dead."
"What of Alison?"
cried the chief of the Camerons.
"His vile murder has not been avenged. The chief of the Bergantes, he that brought it about, still lives. These are matters of blood feud."
Johnny realized they were out of control. They were demanding pilots and transport. Their target was the obliteration of the entire force of Brigantes. And now. He knew this had all been decided before his arrival on the slow ore carrier. He could see all their labors going for nothing. If that area in America were wiped out, that would end their plans. He looked for the face of Robert the Fox and found only this sea of enraged chiefs and retainers. He did not dare tell them so openly and in public of his plans. Lars had shown there could be traitors. He tried to tell them the planet was under a much greater threat, that they did not really know what had happened to Cyclo, that there were other races out in the stars. But not one single word he said was heard in the tumult. Finally, the big and lordly chief of Clan Fergus leaped up beside him and bellowed at the throng.
"Let the MacTaylor speak!"
They quieted under that, tense, determined.